天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。朋友，我们有时候总在寻找外表的光鲜，但却忽略了自己的内心。今天麦克牧师继续主的宣言系列，让我们学习如何成为一个清心的人。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能收听我们的节目。
Last time we ran out of time, so I want to tell you the rest of this story today.
上次我们时间不够，所以今天我想跟你继续谈剩余的部分。
I hope you are prepared with your Bibles and ready to listen.
希望你准备好你的圣经，开始收听。
In ancient Israel, people built tombs in which they buried the dead.
在古代以色列，人们建造坟墓来埋葬死人。
And on a regular basis, people will go and paint the building where their relatives are buried.
而且人们会定期的粉刷那些埋葬亲人的坟墓。
And they're always painted white.
他们总是刷白色。
And it's called whitewashing.
这叫做洗白。
Jesus said to the Pharisees,
耶稣对法利赛人说，
You are like these sepulchres.
你们好像粉饰的坟墓。
You are white on the outside only.
只有外面是白色的。
But on the inside you're full of dead man's bones.
里面却装满了死人的骨头。
The religion of the head is not the way to truth.
在头脑里诉诸理性的宗教信仰不是通往真理的路。
Religion of the hands is not the way to the truth.
以双手行善的宗教也不是通往真理之路。
Only a heart that is turned to God that will empower and impact the head and empower and impact the hands to faithfully serve God.
只有转向神的心能给予你的头脑和双手加增力量和影响，使你能忠心地服侍神。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because as we saw, the heart is the seat of the intellect and emotions.
因为就像我们说过的，心是人智慧和感情的所在。
It is the seat of the will.
是人意志的所在。
And that is what we mean by integrity.
这就是我们所说的品德。
Integrity is when the heart and the hand and the head are all integrated.
正直的品德就是当你的心和手和头脑都结合一致了。
And they are not out of order.
毫无混乱。
Integrity is when what you say you believe and the way you live your life are fully integrated.
正直的品德就是你的生活和你说你所相信的完全吻合一致。
It is like a hand in a glove.
就像手在手套里一样。
It is like the spokes in the wheel.
就像车轮和车辐一样。
They are both in total harmony.
他们都是完全和谐的。
There was a story that was told about a member of a church.
有一个故事说到一个教会的会友。
He always showed up in a prayer meeting.
他定期参加教会的祷告会。
And always prayed this prayer.
总是说同样的祷告。
Oh Lord, clean all the cobwebs out of my life.
哦主啊，求你清除我生命中那些蜘蛛网。
Week after week, he prayed the same prayer.
每个星期他都这样祷告。
Month after month, he prayed the same prayer.
每个月他都是这样的祷告。
Finally, there was another church member who lived next door to him.
最后有一个住在他家隔壁的会友。
And he knew about the inconsistency in his life.
知道他的生活言行表里不一。
So when he was praying one day, Lord, clean the cobwebs out of my life.
因此有一天，当他再次祷告说，主啊，求你清除我生命中的蜘蛛网时。
The neighbor said, don't do it, Lord, don't do it.
他的邻居说，主啊，别这么做，别这样做呀。
Make him kill the spider.
只要叫他杀了蜘蛛就行了。
And what we need to do is to clean the spiders out of our lives.
我们需要做的就是从生命中除灭这些蜘蛛。
And then the cobwebs will take care of themselves.
之后这些蜘蛛网自然会消失了。
The Bible speaks of several types of purity.
圣经谈到几种清洁。
The first type of purity is primal purity.
第一种就是最基本、最纯净的清洁。
And this purity exists in God alone.
唯独神有这样的清洁。
Secondly, we have created purity.
第二种是人被创造时的清洁。
That is a purity that was created in the Garden of Eden.
就是在伊甸园里创造了。
Which got corrupted by the fall.
这种清洁却因人犯罪堕落而腐烂变质了。
Thirdly, there is a positional purity.
第三是身份上的清洁。
This is a purity of heart that is given to every believer whose heart has been born again of the Spirit of God.
也就是内心的清洁，赐给了每一个被圣灵重生的基督徒。
When you turn your heart to Jesus Christ, your heart is regenerated.
当你将自己的心归向耶稣基督，你的心就注入了新的活力。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
that by the Spirit and by the power of God, you have been born again.
借着圣灵和神的大能，你得到了重生。
And when God sees you after that,
这时当神看到你，
He sees you perfectly righteous without blemish.
他看到的是一个完全公义、没有瑕疵的你。
I want you to read Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14.
请你读希伯来书第九章十四节。希伯来书第九章十四节。何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
And 2 Corinthians 5:21.
哥林多后书五章二十一节。哥林多后书五章二十一节。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
The Bible tells us that this type of purity is a gift from God.
圣经告诉我们，这种清洁是来自于神的一个礼物。
You couldn't work for it.
你无法靠自己的行为获得它。
You couldn't earn it.
你无法赚取它。
It is a gift from God.
这是来自于神的一个白白的恩典。
Without it, no man can go to heaven.
没有它，任何人都无法上天堂。
Without it, you will never see God.
没有它，你就绝对无法见到神的面。
But then there is a fourth type of purity.
但是还有第四种清洁。
That is daily purity.
那就是每日的清洁。
This purity comes from God.
这种清洁来自神。
He wants to give it to every one of us.
他愿意将这个清洁给我们每一个人。
But it depends on our cooperation with him.
但这取决于我们是否愿意跟他配合。
It is a joint effort.
是一种联合的努力。
God is the author of it.
神是这种清洁的创始者。
You must be open to it.
你必须开放自己。
You must seek it with all your heart.
你必须全心全意地寻求它。
You must develop it and pray and ask for God to give it to you.
你必须不断寻求、祷告，请求神把这种清洁赐给你。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Blessed are the pure in heart.
清心的人有福了。
How do the pure in heart see God?
清心的人怎样可以见到神呢？
We see him now by the eyes of faith.
我们靠着信心的眼睛，现在就能看到他。
But one day we will see him as he is.
但是有一天我们将亲眼见到他。
Face to face.
是面对面的看到他。
The pure in heart see God today in three different ways.
今天有三种方式，清心人可以看到神。
First,
首先
we see him in creation.
我们在他所创造的万物中看到他。
The psalmist said,
诗篇作者说
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Despite the sin that's in the world, still this is God's creation.
尽管存在着罪，这个世界仍然是神的创造。
Despite the failure that's in the world, it's still God's creation.
尽管存在着失败，这个世界仍然是神的创造。
God made it. It is His.
神造了世界，世界是属于他的。
His signature is everywhere you look.
到处都可以看得见他留下的名字。
His fingerprints are all over the galaxies.
银河遍布他的手印。
His footprints are all over the oceans, the rivers, and the mountains, and the sunshine.
他的脚迹彰显于大洋、河流、山谷和阳光。
Secondly,
第二
the pure in heart are able to see God in all circumstances.
清心的人可以在各种环境下看到神。
When you have a pure heart, you are able to see God in your personal life.
当你有一颗清洁的心，你就能在你个人的生活中看到神。
Even in the areas that are not explainable.
即使在一些无法解释的情况下
When you have a pure heart, you are able to see God in your personal life, even in the moments that you don't understand.
当你有一颗清洁的心，即使在你不理解的某些时刻，你也能在你个人的生活中看到神。
Even in the moments of sufferings and the times of difficulties and pain,
即使在你生命中一些艰难痛苦的时刻也是如此。
You see the hand of God because you know that He is sovereign God.
你看到神大能的手，因为你知道他就是至高无上的神。
And that He loves you.
而且他爱你。
And He is working all the events and all the circumstances to bless you.
他借着各种事情、各种环境赐福给你。
And this is how you see the hand of God.
这样你就看到神做工的手。
You see God in His Word.
你可以从神的话语中看到他。
When you read the Scripture,
当你读圣经的时候
you see how the events are totally under His control.
你看见他全权掌管所有的事件。
History is shaped and molded to serve His purpose.
历史也是按照他的计划进展形成的。
The promise to Abraham took 400 years to be fulfilled.
神对亚伯拉罕的应许用了400年来成全。
But it was fulfilled.
但是的确实现了。
The prophecies of Daniel took hundreds of years to become reality.
先知但以理的预言用了数百年的时间才能应验。
But they came to pass.
但也已经成为事实。
The prophecies regarding the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world.
主耶稣基督将来到这个世界的预言
were given to the prophet Isaiah 700 years before Jesus was born of a virgin.
在童贞女生下耶稣之前700年，先知以赛亚就知道了。
But every one of these prophecies were fulfilled in Jesus Christ the Lord.
所有的这些预言都在主耶稣基督身上应验。
And then in the New Testament, we see God so clearly in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son.
在新约里，我们从神的儿子耶稣基督身上清晰地看见了神。
When you begin to see God, you will also begin to see what God sees.
当你开始看见神，你也会看见神所看到的事。
When the great men of God saw what God saw, they were struck with awe.
当属灵的伟人看到神所见呢，他们就充满敬畏。
Abraham saw himself from God's eye, and he called himself dust and ashes.
亚伯拉罕从神的眼里看见自己，就称自己是灰尘。
When Job saw himself from God's eyes, he said,
当约伯从神的眼里看见自己，他说，
I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
Peter fell on his face at Jesus' feet and said,
彼得俯伏在耶稣膝前说，
Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
When Paul was able to see himself through God's eyes, he said of himself,
当保罗能够用神的眼睛来看自己的时候，他说，
I am the least of the saints and the chief of sinners.
我比众圣徒中最小的还小，我是罪人中的罪魁。
I believe that spiritual sight leads to spiritual insight.
我相信属灵的眼光可以让我们得到属灵的洞察力。
When Isaiah saw the Lord, he said,
当以赛亚看到主，他说，
Woe to me, for I am undone.
祸在我灭亡了。
God is the only one who is able to know our hearts perfectly.
唯有神能够完全知道我们的内心。
Even we don't know our own hearts perfectly.
即使是我们自己都无法完全知道自己的心。
We tend to judge one another.
我们常常互相论断。
And we often misjudge one another.
并且常常错误地批评对方。
But only God can truly see us as we are.
但只有神可以看到我们真实的本相。
Are you able to see God in all circumstances in your life?
你能在你生命中的方方面面看到神吗？
Are you able to see God's hand in every event in your life?
你能在生命中每件事情上看到神的手吗？
Are you able to see God's hand even in the midst of your difficulties?
即使在你身处困境的时候，你能看到神的作为吗？
Are you able to see God in the midst of your pain?
你能在痛苦之中看到神吗？
Are you able to see God in the midst of your suffering?
能在苦难中看到神吗？
Are you able to see God even when you don't understand what's going on?
即使你不明白事情为何会发生，你仍然能看到神吗？
If it is not,Then ask yourself why.
如果你不能，你应该问问自己，为什么？
Is your life a life of integrity?
你的生命是正直的吗？
Or are you living two different lives?
或是你过着表里不一的两面生活呢？
Is your life a life of consistent Christian living?
你是否一贯地活出基督徒的生命呢？
Or is it a life of rationalizing your impurities?
或者你为自己不能保持纯洁去找些合理的借口呢？
Is your life a life of singleness of purpose?
你的生命是否只有一个专注的目标呢？
Is your life's clear direction to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ?
你的生命是否清晰地以荣耀主耶稣基督为目的呢？
Jesus said, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
耶稣说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
It is my prayer that you will seek after purity.
我祈求神，让你寻求一颗清洁的心。
So that you can see God.
这样你就会见到神。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目时间再见。
纯洁的心，这是我渴慕，一颗心跟随着你的心。纯洁的心，这是我渴慕，一颗心跟随着你的心。纯洁的心，这是我渴慕，你的心，纯洁的心，这是我渴慕，一颗心跟随着你的心，亲近
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是的，我们的生命中存在很多的地方表里不一，为自己的不洁净找借口，不依靠神而倚靠自己，过不圣洁的生活等等。求主来赦免我们的罪。行善不是通往天堂的钥匙，宗教礼仪和知识也不是通往天堂的路， 只有来到主面前认罪悔改，成为一个新造的人，成为一个清新的人，才能得见神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
收回你的